The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel reading always brings trepidation into my life because whoever humbles himself will be exalted, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not very humble, never have been, and every time I've gone through the spiritual exercises and hit the 3 degrees of humility, I get really, really almost scared. So of course I think about this for a second, and I think, you know, this is the call that the Lord has given us, because it's precisely what makes our love authentic, and it's precisely what makes our expressions of religion authentic. And that's why Jesus, you know, spends all this time kind of building up to that. I know that there are some people who go around saying, aha, see, the Catholic Church calls you Father, and it says right here in Scripture that you are not to call anyone your father. This is taking the passage slightly out of the context in which it was offered. The idea of master or father or rabbi, I mean, you know, people call people teacher, it's okay, you know, or father, master. That's not the point. Jesus is not, you know, he's making another kind of point. And the point in the context is, avoid titles that make you look like the top dog. Avoid titles that even imply that somehow, you know, the font of religious truth is invested in you. Avoid titles that sort of point to you as, you know, a Messiah instead of God. So Jesus's point here, of course, is if God is first and we're pointing to God and we're not sort of trying to push God off the stage and sort of stand in front of him and say, you know, we've got the answer, etc., then we're going to be all right. Well, I think about my television show and I think, oh boy, you know, I hope I wasn't getting too sanctimonious here, you know, but it's a tough thing. And it really is a tough thing, you know, not to, in a sense, you know, sort of, you know, when you do something that's religiously correct or good, to not be recognized for it, or to just say, you know, we're just humble servants. We've only done what we've been ordered to do. And I remember in my own life, you know, Father Joseph Fitzmyer, you know, who was he is still an incredible, you know, biblical exegete. You know, he's written about 25 encyclopedic volumes. And I remember, you know, for his Mass of Thanksgiving for his 50th anniversary as a priest, that's what he chose. We're but humble servants. We've only done what we have been ordered to do. You know, and I thought to myself, you know, that is the humility that I would really like. But I do know that Jesus, of course, Jesus is correct because he's Jesus. He is the Son of God. And I also know in the very same breath that Jesus is correct because humility is what saves us. Humility is what prevents us from thinking that we can save ourselves. Humility is what prevents us from, you know, that religious righteousness, you know, that says, you know, I'm holier than you, or you ought to listen to me. So for all intents and purposes, this is a really important kind of lesson that Jesus is trying to give to his disciples, to all of us who are his disciples, is humility first. And St. Ignatius of Loyola said the very same thing, humility first. You might think that your apostolate is really important. You might think, oh man, I just wrote this proof for the existence of God. I think it's really pretty good. Could do a lot of good for a lot of people. Wow. I'm a cool guy, religiously. And of course, I'm talking about myself. The key thought, of course, is instead of thinking that, says Jesus, thank God for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. thank God that we've been put in a position where we might be able to do something so that we could be inspired by the Spirit. Thank God for the gifts that were given to us by divine providence. Thank God, God first, for everything. Put Him in the center, and then, of course, we will be vouchsafed. Our religion will be safeguarded. Our religious expression will be safeguarded. The authenticity of our love will be safeguarded. The authenticity of our service will be safeguarded. All from one little thing that St. Ignatius of Loyola recognized: humility. As he said, there can never be too much humility. Now, given, you know, my state of life, I'll just simply say this. I'm struggling to get there because it's really pretty hard. Now, just one little line from Ignatius kind of saves me. He says, don't worry if you can't directly desire humility straight on. Ask for the desire for the desire. Ask for the desire to have the desire to be humble as Jesus is humble. To be, you know, the Anoim as Jesus tried to be the Anoim. Have the desire for the desire. And that is exactly all that the Holy Spirit will need to enter into you, to guide you, and to bring you one day to that openness to having the humility of Jesus, the humility of St. Ignatius Loyola, that can really not only endure humiliations, but can also put oneself, as it were, behind everyone else in the hopes of serving Christ. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.